In studio, joining us, John, the legend. I'm just going to say it, John Lovitz. The legend, okay? So here's where I'm going to start. You've been around.
That's fine, because some call me a myth. I go, I'm a myth.
No, you're not a myth. Sitting you're a right legend, here. Okay? 85 to 90 on SNL. I mean, hundreds of movies, television appearances. But here's the thing, John Lovitz. You've never had scandal. You've never been in trouble. You're friends with Charlie Sheen. You've went through all of the 80s and 90s and 2000s, and you're still there, no problem, making people laugh. How do you do it? And I want you to start teaching these young actors and comedians the right way to do it.
How to do which part?
How did you stay out of trouble, John Lovitz?
Oh, well, it's easy. I don't do dumb stuff. I don't drink, and I don't do drugs, and, you know, I guess that's pretty much takes care of it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, John Lovitz in studio with us right now. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Don't forget he's at Zany's. A lot of shows coming up. We got one tonight at 7:30, show on Friday at 7:30, two shows on Saturday, 6:30 and 8:30. Okay, boy, where do I start? I've read that you started out as an actor, now you're a stand-up comedian, but I'm not buying that. You've always been an entertainer. When was the first official time you were on stage as a stand-up, John Lovitz?
Well, my college dorm, you know, I saw when I was 13, I saw Woody Allen's first movie, Take the Money and Run. And that's when I first thought, I want to be a comedian like Woody mm-hmm. Allen. And then when I was 16, the movie Lenny came out about Lenny Bruce right. starring Dustin Hoffman. And I saw that. I'd never heard of Lenny Bruce. So he's a great stand-up. So I went and bought his albums. And then I discovered Woody Allen had been a stand-up. And I would learn their routines and perform them in my college dorm. I went to UC Irvine. So I guess that'd be the first time.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. And not only that, you're a star maker. True or false? You, John Lovitz, are a star maker. Here's my point. Lisa Kudrow, and let's not forget about Phil Hartman. He's passed away, one of the great comic legends of our time. But you endorsed these two, I hear. I mean, rumor has it. You told Lorne Michaels about Phil Hartman.
Well, yeah. Well, Phil, you said you were in the Groundlings. Phil had been in the Groundlings for 11 years. But after my first year on SNL, they wanted a new cast. They kept myself and Dennis Miller and Nora Dunn. And then they said, we want people you work well with. So I recommended four people from the Groundlings, and Phil was one of them. And I said to Lorne, I go, look, if you think I'm good, you should see Phil. Right. He's a genius. He's amazing. I go, he's way better than me. And I really looked, Phil was like my older brother, and I really idolized him and looked up to him. And it was tough. Lorne didn't want him at first. Lorne goes, well, John, how long has he been in the Groundlings? I said 11 years. He goes, well, then don't you think there's, and he hasn't made it. Don't you think there's a reason?
Wow.
And I said, well, I guess, but I don't know. And I thought about it. And it was because Phil, he didn't want to be famous. He didn't want to, you know, he liked his life. And he goes, nah, I don't want to be famous. I go, but Phil, you're so great. Anyway, he ended up, we did a movie with Charles Grodin and who recommended both of us to Lorne. And Lorraine Newman recommended both of us.
Sure.
And Phil auditioned, and it's online, you can see us. And then he got the show, and he turned it down. And then I said, you turned it down, but why? You know. And then he changed his mind and did it. And I said to him, oh, did you change your mind because of me? And he was like, no. I go, oh, well, why did you change your mind? He goes, oh, Joel Silver. We'd done this movie for Penny Marshall, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Sure.
And I'd introduce him to Joel. I was friends with Joel. And he said, Joel called me and said, you're crazy. You got to do it. And so he did it, you know. And of course, I miss him like
absolutely.
Crazy, you
know? I don't even want to get into that, but yeah, one of the great comic.
He was a real genius. And Lisa Kudrow, I grew up with her family. Her brother David is my best friend since I'm 11. So when I was in college, she's like 6 years younger than me, and she was asking me about acting. I was a drama major, and I was 20, and she was 14, and I got her book. But then when I got Saturday Night Live, she said, "I want to." Get into acting, and she said because she knew me so well, and I did it, so she thought, well, it's possible then, because before that she thought it was impossible. So she said, what should I do? I said, well, go to the Groundlings, and I said, I learned more there than anywhere. That's what she said. I said, which I did learn. I learned a lot in college too, but I learned a ton there. So she went, and then, but she did it on her own. And you know, it took her 10 years before she really finally started working.
But you watched
a lot
it all, though. You watched it. You said, hey, I encourage
well,
you to go
I inspired
Groundlings.
Her.
And
yeah,
then the Friends thing. Of course, we know your character, Steve. The
yeah, well, then
guy
I did Friends because I did a movie with Courtney Cox in 1988. and became friends with her. So now it's 94. So Lisa and Courtney called me and said, hey, we have this new show. Would you guest star on it? And I thought it'd be fun for Lisa's parents, who are like my parents, to see us working together.
Sure, sure.
So I did it.
Oh, it's a great story.
John Lovitz in studio with us right now. One show tonight, one show tomorrow, two shows on Saturday at Zany's. Out of all the movies you've been in, which by far has been your favorite one to do? Like, there's been A League of Their Own. There's been Rat Race, Grown Ups,
City Slickers, Big.
Where do we start?
Well, they were all fun. I mean, they were all, you know, fun for different reasons. And I mean, League of Their Own, that was really fun. You know, I loved baseball and I love old movies from the 40s. And then there's all these beautiful women on the set. So that like the three things I love: acting, baseball, and women.
Perfect. So, perfect.
And it was a great part. That was fun. Like Wedding Singer, I had a cameo, and Adam Sandler hadn't had a big hit, and he called me and goes, hey, can you do me a favor? You know, it's just one scene, but you'll sing, and Drew Barrymore's in it. So I said, well, let me think about it. I don't know. And he goes, it's just a favor. And I called him back, and I said, you know, I was thinking about it. I go, you're saying I can sing in a movie, right? He goes, yeah. I go, yeah. I go, what's wrong with me? I'd love to do that. That would be really fun.
Okay, I got to go on this because we're talking about singing. I'm saying John Lovitz, great entertainer, been doing it for years, doesn't get nervous. But I'm going to disagree with myself in there because I'm betting you were nervous when you sang the national anthem at the U.S. Open and the Dodger game, which I remember. Were you nervous walking up there in front of 50,000 people and, don't forget, singing at Carnegie Hall?
Well, yeah, I get nervous, but you're excited too, you know. But you can't, even if you're nervous, you got to relax because otherwise you can't sing.
Oh yeah, what do you do, John? I mean,
so
if you're looking
out, fun, you just go for it and have fun and commit like you would in a scene, and then that takes over, and then you just go.
Yeah, that's why he's been doing.
But
it
otherwise,
for years.
You can't. If you're nervous, you can't sing.
Artie Ziff, where did that character come from? Where was the inspiration for it?
Well, the guys in The Simpsons they wrote it. And then they asked me to play it, and I did four shows. So it was supposed to be Marge's boyfriend in high school, and I did that, and then they liked me. So then and then The League of Their Own was a hit. So then they created The Critic, the cartoon, and Al Jean and Mike Reese created it. And Al's still the head writer on The Simpsons; he's still running it. And they still called me back to do stuff. And of course I do it. It's a really funny show.
Sure. John Lovitz in studio with us. Listen, be honest with me. Anywhere in the world, I don't care if we're talking about Brazil.
I can't be dishonest.
The state of Washington, honestly. John Lovitz can go nowhere in the world, without somebody coming up to him saying, hi, John.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, that is a star, Tim Battle, right there. That is the definition of a star. Anywhere in the world, John Lovitz is recognized.
It's pretty shocking because... you know, you don't realize they show American movies all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's countries I've never been to, and they know me. And, of course, you know, on a personal level, you go, wait, how do you know me? But then I'm at this hotel and last night, and, you know, I got a sandwich because I like to eat.
Sure.
Big secret. And the guy bringing, you know, room service.
Oh, room service, okay.
Yeah, and he brings it, and he goes, oh, I didn't know it was going to be you.
Oh, geez.
He goes, I'm from Mexico. I saw you in Friends in Mexico.
Wow.
And he knew who I was. I go, really?
That's great.
And then I get people from Germany, from Brazil, these girls from Brazil. They go, oh, can we have your autograph? I go,
love
where are you
that,
from?
Though.
Brazil. We know Australia. City Slickers 2 was a big hit in Australia.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go back to this guy, the room service guy. John Lovitz tip well? Huh?
I tipped enough.
Does John Lovitz tip well? I'm saying if this guy's saying, Mr. Lovitz, what an honor is it? Do you throw a couple more bucks when that happens?
Yeah, I did.
That away.
Wasn't crazy, but for what it was a very good tip.
So, you know, you've been in all these movies, and a lot of people come away taking something off the set. What is the one cool thing that you've taken off the set of a movie?
Yes, thievery. Any thievery in your career?
Because I know, like, Will Ferrell took, I know there was a story that Will Ferrell took the nutsack from Step Brothers 2 off the set. What have you taken off the set?
Ugh.
Come on, Lovitz. Come on. We're all friends here.
I don't know. Sometimes I'll take a ring or a something from my costume or the chair.
Yeah,
I say, can I? Because they'll put the name of the movie and your name on the chair, and I go, can I have that? And they're like, yeah, you can take it. Because I know, I go, 20, 30 years from now, I'll look at it and go, oh. That and start crying.
Yeah, you got a warehouse of crap, I'm sure, then, with your career, John Lovitz.
Well, I don't know about a warehouse.
Right. We'll talk about the museum in a few years. True or false? You own a comedy club or a theater in L.A.?
I used to. I closed it. It was.
Well, that's a great segue. Excellent. Yeah. Boy, I'm glad I'm on top of my info. Sorry, Mr. Lovitz.
Don't worry about it.
So, what's new coming down the pipeline? I know you're doing the stand-up now. Are we having
stand
any
up,
specials?
And then I'm doing this game show called Funny You Should Ask, which is just, it's six comics. It's a game show, and we're just basically set up
funny
for us
wins,
to crack
though.
Jokes.
Funny wins, though, right?
Yeah, and Byron Allen's producing it. He's been a great friend. So I'm on all, they want me in all of them, which is great. And I never really wanted to do a game show because I thought they were corny in this, but then I did it and it's all these comedians and they're all kind of like me going like, this is really fun, isn't it? I go, yes. It's actually really fun. So I go, I didn't want to do it. In fact, the day they were shooting the pilot, I forgot. And they called me. They go, where are you? I go, I'm playing tennis. Why? They go, we're doing the pilot in an hour. I went, oh, God, I forgot.
Well, no way.
They go, are you kidding? I go, I'm not kidding. I'll hurry.
What about your lines? Did you have them memorized?
My lines?
Yeah.
No, you don't have. No, they're jokes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We don't have lines. Okay. They give us jokes.
All right.
We're all right.
John Lovitz, listen, 7:30 tonight, 7:30 on Friday, two shows on Saturday, 6:30 and 8:30. Great ticket price at Zany's. I want to kind of crack your brain a little bit. I know we don't have a lot crack open for as long as you've done it. So we talked about a few of your movies, obviously League of Your Own. Okay, comedians, entertainers that John Lovitz would go pay to see. Like, who are those people when you see them flipping through channels? You're locked in. I got to see what they're doing.
Trying to think. The last show I saw, I don't know if I had to pay. At least I don't because I know the people. But I saw Steve Martin and Martin Short, their show in Las Vegas, and it was hilarious.
They're good, right?
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah, I was dying laughing, crying laughing, and it's so funny. And they do this right in the beginning of the show where they start just ripping on each other, and they go, it's called a showbiz compliment, like you say. You know, it's like you say to them, you go, oh, I love your dress. Too bad they didn't have your size.
Right,
and
right, right.
Go, oh, that's a nice shirt. Did they make it in men's? You know, and so they were doing that to each other a lot, and it was really funny. And then they each came out by themselves, and they were hilarious. And then Martin Short sings, and then Steve Martin comes out and plays banjo, and then he has a band, and...
So
I mean, it was a terrific show and really, really entertaining and so funny. Those two of them, it was terrific.
You're here in Nashville. Have you ever thought about a country song? I know you recorded some too. Don't get me started on the
Robbie
Williams
stuff.
Yeah, of
course. As soon as you get here, you start thinking of them.
What would it be, John? I mean, if you're going to cut a cover of a famous country song with that beautiful operatic voice that you have, what would it be? Islands in the
I'm
Stream.
I'm so lonesome, I could.
Okay, okay, okay. Guys, be quiet in studio. Go ahead. You can start whenever.
Is it now? You'll have to buy it.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. John Lovitz tonight, tomorrow, 7:32.
I'm so lonesome. I could cry.
Yeah, you're going to hear that at Zany's. Keep going if you like.
I don't know the rest of it.
Fair enough. I'll print out the lyrics. John Lovitz tonight,
just
tomorrow.
He's lonesome and he's crying.
Two shows on Saturday at Zany's.